two of this barbershop episode. We're gonna talk about the music aspect of things now. So, what y'all take up on? We were just talking about Lil Wayne or J. Cole and who's better. So, Ms. Mia, I heard you had a point about this topic. So, I just wanna know what you got to say.
All right, first of all, both artists are dope. I mean, Lil Wayne's been out since he was, 14, 13?
Sure.
He definitely put New Orleans on the map and he was one of the people who let New Orleans, introduce New Orleans to the world.
And what? Rap? In rap?
Mm-hmm.
Or just because we...
No, in jazz. In hip-hop. No. you going another place. I'm talking about in hip-hop.
I got you.
All right, because, remember, hip-hop started in New York. It was about the New York artists. And it started, then the range started moving down.
The independent artist game.
Right. Now, J. Cole wasn't out as long, but definitely higher quality lyrics, higher quality content. He's more in a conversation of like a Nas type of content.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne is more like the dope boy type of talk. You know what I mean? So it's two totally different spectrums. But longevity, I give it to Lil Wayne.
That was a good.
I don't listen to music as, so I'm gonna press my statement. I don't listen to music as much now as I did then, but I know J. Cole, and I listen to J. Cole because I have a 17-year-old son, right? Mm-hmm. So he inundates me with music. If you walk past his room, you hear bass thumping from the doors. If he's walking in front of you, he has one headphone in one ear and the other headphone, like he's paying you attention, right? And but I'd rather his uninvited attention, but he's, and every time I get in the
still
car,
here, right?
He wants to play his music. Okay. So I'm all around it with my son. And I guess I'm an old head when it comes to music. So, all right. I think Lil Wayne has compromised his talent to meet the needs of the public.
That's what my dad says.
Okay. Because if you look at his earlier stuff, his earlier stuff actually had some content that you can actually listen to and be able to diagnose.
Because he never used to really curse in his records.
Exactly.
Until
recently, right? Mm-hmm. Now, J. Cole hasn't compromised himself.
I don't know about he didn't curse until recently.
No. It's not as vulgar.
No, he cursed. His mom didn't let him curse when he was young at first. But it was like a couple years later he got to curse. But yeah.
So,
he'd been cursing way before.
But J. Cole hasn't compromised his art. Right, he's saying you need to catch up to me, and I won't catch up to you. Lil Wayne is saying the money's that way.
I'm gonna go that way.
So then, therefore, doesn't that make J. Cole better?
That make him different. I won't say better. That makes him different.
I think. So you were saying off the air. I was saying that. What were we saying? J. Cole is like a legend,
yeah,
right? So you said no, but what, like, how many more years until he becomes a legend? Like, how many more bodies of work?
What will make him a legend?
My qualifications are impact, quality of music,
consistency,
numbers, not all the time. Numbers don't really matter to me. I mean, it's good to have numbers. And
so when you say impact, what impact has J. Cole had?
I mean,
on the amount,
a social impact he has had.
What?
With his, what's it called? Bringing awareness to different cultures.
Kind of like being a hip hop police almost, being a purist.
Okay.
It's important when nowadays you have to have purity because what they're doing now, a lot of youngsters are accepting the bag or accepting the money, and they pimping out the culture.
Yeah, I got you.
So J. Cole is kind of like bringing balance. That song Middle Child.
That's a perfect example of what he was saying.
Perfect.
That's nice. The video and everything. I think I saw that yesterday.
I didn't even know the video meant like that.
I didn't either, but yeah. I saw the video and I listened to the song first and I saw the video and I really think that was like a really good balance in between like what's going on now. Like the beat was produced by T-Minus, which produced for like Migos and stuff.
So it's the same argument that you guys had with LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
and Mike, and that's just an argument I had with Mike as far as like getting David Stern a good marketer to be able to expand his message to the world. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is a good message or not, but everybody's kind of influenced by what the Hot Boys did.
Of course.
And Lil Wayne was part of that Hot Boys.
Of course.
And they invented a different genre.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying somebody has had more of a impact on society, mm-hmm. may it be positive or negative, I think Lil Wayne has, because everybody's saying bling bling still. My mama can relate to what bling bling is.
Absolutely.
Right? So when you start to hit people that are novice to this art form, mm-hmm. because if I asked my mama Lil Wayne or J. Cole, she would say Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. If I asked my wife Lil Wayne or J. Cole, mm-hmm. she would say Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. So that's how I do impact.
Okay.
So you guys are coming from a purist form.
Yeah.
That's why you can appreciate it a little more, because you rather hear music like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about people that are in the masses. Mm-hmm. You know, we're in another country right now, right?
Right.
And you ask them bling bling, and you walk around, we see a lot of Kendoras, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we see a lot of national wear from other folks, but they got their hair cocked to the left or the right. That's not from J. Cole. Right?
J. Cole's a B-boy.
They got TVs in the headrest.
But that J. Cole is a B-boy, man. And Wayne is don't get me wrong, I'm not questioning Wayne's.
I'm talking about impact. Right now we're talking about
exactly.
your argument is about, well, yeah, who's the best? I'm talking about impact.
Now let's take it a step further. When you talk about also Wayne's impact was with who he was with, his crew, right?
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole has star power too, crew power too. He's co-signed by Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He's co-signed by Nas.
Hold on.
Well, no. Continue. I'm gonna just say something.
Yeah. So.
When
you talk about crew, like movements, I should say,
mm-hmm.
J. Cole is in fact linked to a great movement as well. You know, so you can't take that away from
socially conscious.
And that's fine. And that's what I think.
Separate from Lil Wayne. Like he said, this is a different genre, basically.
Yeah.
Like he brought on a different genre than
that. Now, maybe I'm defeating my own argument, but my favorite rapper ever
mm-hmm.
was Rakim.
Well, he changed.
That's the same element. That's the same. That's where Nas came from.
Well, Nas is a definite. Nas is definitely a direct student of Rakim.
Yes. So you say that J. Cole's is from the backyards from Nas and from Jay-Z,
mm-hmm.
and they all got it from Rakim.
Mm-hmm.
So but I'm talking about impact. So if Wayne wanted to
mm-hmm.
to rap and be socially conscious,
mm-hmm.
he has that capability to do it.
Yeah.
But he decides not to, because that's not where the bag is at.
But that doesn't necessarily denote greatness then.
Yeah, no.
Actually, I think. That,
but I'm not saying. I think you beat my argument.
No,
impact.
But that's what I think separates J. Cole from Wayne was the fact that J. Cole didn't bite the apple and Wayne did.
That's from a conscious listener. Now you bring some of these cats that live around here. They ain't trying to listen to conscious rap that you're listening to. So his message is not going to be heard to the masses. You know a lot of underground rappers right now
mm-hmm.
that's been rapping that way
mm-hmm.
and never got shine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Killer Mike is the man. Run the Jewels, all that.
He was nice, but a lot of people didn't pick him up.
But he won a Grammy
mm-hmm.
too, though.
J. Cole has switched up. He doesn't only talk about conscious stuff.
No.
So he does bite the apple in a sense sometimes.
Well, that but you
because he does
it's
he
a
do,
business.
He do right. make commercial records.
Yeah.
To be played on the radio.
Appeal, yeah.
Like Middle
yeah.
Child was a commercial.
Yeah.
Was a commercial,
but it wasn't
record, right.
It wasn't corny commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was commercial.
So I think, now that I think about it, I'm kind of on the Lil Wayne side a little bit. So I just, like.
Travis is looking in the mirror right now because he just got freshed up.
He just cleaned me. Yeah, this is tight. He just cleaned me up. Check the hair right quick.
Got the dreads flowing.
I mean, you know, I had to. But, yeah, so I just thought about it. Lil Wayne, if we think about, when he said crew, Cash Money, all that, and then J. Cole right now, Dreamville, or whatever. So what J. Cole has now, he has J.I.D., right? He has Earth Gang.
J.I.D. goes crazy.
But you still got to think, Lil Wayne brought out Drake, the biggest rapper in the world in the past.
And the past Nicki Minaj.
And Nicki Minaj.
You sleep on Nicki too much.
I didn't know. We were talking about that at school, but we'll get to that later. But I'm thinking, like, Lil Wayne brought out the biggest rapper in the world in the past almost
decade.
And the past two rappers in the past decade. And co-signs from Jay-Z, Eminem, Kanye.
And Young Thug is riding Lil Wayne's wave.
A little bit, but
you be bringing up people that shouldn't even be in this conversation.
No, I'm just doing that just to shoot at Travis.
I mean, I'm a little bit more on the Lil Wayne side now, just because if we think about impact, like Lil Wayne brought Drake, he kind of birthed him in a sense to where he is now. Record, you know, he signed a Young Money, Birdman, messed with him a little bit. So, yeah, man, Ring.
Lil Wayne started for the Wait mixtape. No. You haven't.
Go listen to it.
Was it before No Ceilings was coming out? Was it before the Carter?
No. You heard No Ceilings, I mean?
No, Ice Cream Paint Job remix?
I probably have. I just don't. Like, my dad, he's not the biggest Lil Wayne fan, but he likes his music. He probably played it for me a few times, and I was probably in my own world, so.
All right, y'all, that's the conclusion of the Lunchtime Flurry podcast for this episode. This was part two, featuring, you know, the people in the barbershop, the best barbershop in the UAE. With my dude, Mr. Mills. Say what's up.
Hey, appreciate the love, support, and everything by you guys. I love the Lunchroom Flurry podcast.
Lunchtime Flurry.
I love it, man.
All right. So, yeah, we just, you know, bringing our culture out here to UAE and, you know, building a community out here. So, I'm going to drop my social media handle. You catch me at Instagram at Raheem_Dunwa. Snapchat's Raheem_Dunwa20. And LinkedIn, you can find me at Raheem_Dunwa. Travis, go ahead and give yours.
Hey, what's up, y'all? All my social media is Buggy Belize, B-U-G-G-Y Belize. Follow my SoundCloud. I'm at 1,050 followers. I'm trying to get a 1.1K, so go ahead and do that for me real quick.
All right. Well, that's the Lunchtime Foolery podcast, y'all. See y'all. Peace.